Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Cheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our sound editor, Chris Cameron. Our guest today is Bruce Kaufman, who is zooming in with us from Kingston. Welcome, Bruce.
Wow, it's good to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Each week at this time, we visit with a local or regional author or other persons involved with readers and writers. We ask our guests to introduce us to their work and to read for us. We like to get a glimpse into their lives and find out what inspires them and what prompts them to write. And we're delighted to have Bruce Kaufman with us today for a return visit. Bruce Kaufman is a poet, editor, event organizer, and workshop facilitator who lives in Kingston. He has had four collections of poetry published, the most recent of which was last year, entitled An Evening Absence Still Waiting for Moon. He also produces and hosts a radio show in Kingston called Finding a Voice, and he organizes and hosts a monthly poetry open mic. So here we are, Bruce, recording Word on the Hills on Zoom, but tell us about your strategies for keeping your long-running series of radio shows, Finding a Voice, on air during this difficult period.
It has been a little bit more difficult because the show is primarily based on readings and book launches and that kind of thing. And since they're no longer really an option, I've had to be a little more creative, I guess, and find some other things. And I do have at least a number of CDs and other resources I can draw from. So that's kind of what I've used to get us to the point where there are, again, book launches and reading events.
So have you actually taken the number of times you go on air down to less than once every week?
No, it's still 2 hours a week. Well, let's put it this way. I have a blog space, so I have radio shows saved on the blog space for up to 2 years. So the annual event that won't be happening either this year, what I've done is I've gone into past years and have aired pieces from the previous years. And those host up to 60 poets. So there are a number of 15-minute each recordings from that. Things like that, and also CDs have helped. So no, I haven't changed. It's a standard 2 hours each week.
So how did this series begin, and how has it changed, if at all, over the years?
The series has pretty much been the same. It did start out as a one-hour show for the first maybe 3 years, but a lot of the start, I think the initial concept was because of the open mic that I was already hosting and hearing the quality of readers there and thinking, boy, they need a bigger audience. So that was kind of like the seed to the radio show.
Now, you also organize and host a monthly open mic evening, been going about 12 years, I believe.
Yeah, we're into our 12th year. We're just over our 11th anniversary. And so the nice thing about the Kingston community is there is just an incredible wealth of poets and people that want to participate in poetry readings and open mic events. So it's a beautiful community to have a monthly meeting in. So I've always just said I'm just the doorman. All you have to do is say that there's a reading coming up and people show up.
Now, have you had to shut this down for the pandemic?
It's been held. We're in our fifth venue, actually, and we've been at the Elm Cafe for 2.5 years. But, of course, since we can't meet there, I started with April, the first Tuesday of the month. We were in the middle of the isolation then. But everybody wants to go Zoom and all high-tech, and I'm kind of old school, so I wanted to go a bit more retro. So the call for that month, open mic, went out as I would call them on the telephone and they would record their poetry. And then I'd turn the middle Friday of that month into, instead of just the radio show, it's the event itself. So it's kind of like a radio adaptation of the event. So that's what I've done and will continue to do for the open mic until we can meet again in person.
Now, you were talking about an annual festival a few minutes ago. Is that the Poets at Art Fest that usually happens in July?
It is.
So you're going to do instead a sort of a retro on last year's for that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing something different than last year's too, because that, of course, is now going to be an online event as well. And so there are two calls currently out, so they'll be tied to ArtFest Kingston's webpage and ArtFest Kingston, who puts the bigger artist event on. The two calls are, one is for written work, which will be a collaborative poem that I'll edit and create. We've done that each year in the past as well. But in place of the, again, 50-some poets and their 15-minute readings, to have at least a presence in this year's event, starting tomorrow, actually, I'm going to be recording locally one poem per poet in kind of like an open park kind of area. So it kind of sounds like it would sound for the regular event, because that's where they're held. And so I'm hoping that maybe we'll get 30 or 40. I'll be able to get 30 or 40. Going to be local. It's designed for local, but it's also an open invitation. If there are people coming through Kingston in the next week and a half or 2 weeks, I can catch long enough to record one poem, I would be happy to do that as well, to include them in it. And then it will all be put together and then appear on their webpage.
Well, I think it might be time to hear some poetry. So perhaps you could read to us from your new one, An Evening Absence, Still Waiting for Moon.
Okay, sure. So I'm going to read, I think, the five poems. Most of them are pretty short. The first one is actually the first poem in the book, and it's called Early Morning. Early morning, the day already growing into itself. Each second now, rolling into and then slipping away. We are already history becoming in this endless cosmic breath. Next poem is called Insulation. How to insulate myself from the noise of the day, from the echoing shouts of history. How to distance myself from the pompousness of logic, the world never becoming deaf to that noise. Two men sit beside me in their too loud, too long, too proud conversations between the pages of their newspapers. Newspapers. Only telling them what happened yesterday, while a new morning away from this is spinning outside, already weaving itself in the still color and fullness of what it is becoming. It has lost them. They are lost to it. Tomorrow morning, with their papers in hand, they will read about a short remnant of a single small thread of the full blanket of this day. And they will look up from their newspapers. And they will talk about it loudly and long and tell themselves that they know, while a new day outside is weaving its threads into a curtain to protect itself from them. Next poem is called On Learning. How many days or weeks or years, decades even, does it take for us to learn a single thing? A lifetime, perhaps. And that then carried out the last door as we leave. And in that echo and dust ricocheting and settling after behind comes then the new life, the ever next generations arriving in their newer flesh. And they at birth listening to and then softly whispering back the first few words of an echo heard. Next poem is called Pulse. It is not that staccato heartbeat within, as much as it is that steady, symphonic, metered rhythm of shared heartbeat between. And the final poem is called Poets. How many poets does it take to change a light bulb? All of them.
Well, I love that one. Well, thank you, Bruce. Those were lovely.
My pleasure. Oh, thank you for the kind words.
We've been speaking with Bruce Kaufman, a poet and editor, event organizer, radio host, all kinds of things. And now we'll take a short break.